Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may be open to all that you lead us to come to know. We ask that we may be servants of you at all times, and we ask that we may trust in your word, especially on this special day of St. Jerome, when we remember St. Jerome, who translated the Bible into the Vulgate. And so there we look at those powerful words that he taught us and his powerful teachings. And we ask all this through Christ our Lord. Well, as you heard in the prayer, today is not only the last day of September, it is also the memorial of St. Jerome, who was priest and doctor of the church. Important thing to know about St. Jerome, he lived in the 4th century. He has a reputation for being one of the grouchiest saints ever. And I always take comfort in that, because I, believe it or not, I can be really grouchy. It says, well, you're never grouchy on the air. Yes, I can be at times. Now, I'm actually more grouchy when no one is around, so I can let all my grouchiness out. But anyway, yes, I kind of feel that way anyway. So, but the reason why that's important, I had an interesting story a long time ago in another parish I was at. This woman came in, I think she came into the office and wanted to pick something up or anything. And she had mentioned that her son was going to be confirmed soon in another parish, and that he was going to take the name of St. Jerome. And I said, oh, the grouchy saint. And she's like, you know, he mentioned that. And I said, that probably wasn't the right thing to put in a paper. I said, no, it's very well known. He was quite grouchy, and he was known for that. So he actually lived as a hermit, which is one of the reasons why he translated the Bible as what he was doing, part of his living as a hermit. And one of the reasons why he did that, because he knew of his issues with his temper and everything else, so he did that. And so it's important to know, he's not the only one. You do realize that two of Jesus' apostles were known as the sons of thunder. I think it was James and John? They were known as the sons of thunder because of their irascible nature at times. So we know that the whole concept of the plaster saint, which is something that Thomas Merton talks about in his book, The New Seeds of Contemplation, with the image of the saint being the perfect person and someone who we can never be, that's the image of the plaster saint. And the plaster saint means, as many statues of saints are made out of plaster, that it's that image of that human being who is perfect, yet that does not truly exist, and it's a very bad image for us to be in touch with. Now, for those of you who are not Catholic and don't understand our concept of saints, see, we believe in the church, what is known as the church triumphant and the church on earth, which is the pilgrim church and also known as the militant church. In other words, we're fighting against evil. We're not fighting against political powers, so to speak. So anyone who uses the faith to fight for or against political powers is improperly using it. But we, and so it's called the church militant, also the pilgrim church. Well, we believe that those people who have died and lived within the concept of God's grace are in heaven. And therefore, we remember that, and we look at the church as being one. So those people who are in heaven are also the same, part of the same church. That's why we don't pray to them as, well, as people think, we pray to them as gods. No, we don't. We pray to them as fellow members of the church. That's the way we do that. We venerate the saints, as you would venerate some other people who were heroes in human times. We venerate the saints. So that's where that comes from. Now, obviously, we have statues of saints, and a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people who aren't Catholic, they don't understand it, and they don't like that. Because, obviously, people had statues of false gods. Well, there's a couple things there. Number one, the gods are false gods. They never existed. There may, as as it says right there in the Bible. They were always made out of wood, or they were made out of whatever, and they are mute and they have no power, nothing. That's very often stated in the Old Testament. Whereas we use them as kind of remembrance of actual people who lived holy lives and are united with Christ in heaven. There are, so there's a radical difference there. It's a symbol of like a photograph. So this is one of the things that we look at. And of course, obviously, we do not worship saints. It doesn't make any sense. But for example, you can look at a saint and not only recognize the humanness of the saint, which I'm going to go back to that with Saint Jerome, but also recognize that you kind of like, well, look at it this way. You can see someone who wins a race. We'll take that image that St. Paul says. Well, these people won the race, as St. Paul would say. So it's kind of like praying and looking upon how they did it, so to speak, with the grace of God, which is what they would always say. They can't do it on their own power. Now that neither of us can. And kind of look at that to build upon that. So that's how we look at saints. Well, anyway, St. Jerome, one of the important things of all that and what I was bringing in on the concept of the plaster saint is none of these saints, including Saint Jerome, were in fact perfect. And he talked about that himself. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to Saint Anthony Overnight from Saint Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. We'll be back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And, you know, let people know where they can find the program. Tell them and share the program with others. Let them know. CatholicAudioMedia.com. And, you know, it'll connect you with all the things that we're doing. Over at Substack, CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. Over at, of course, St. Anthony Parish. And all kinds of things over there and all the different platforms that we're connected to. So CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, so we're talking about St. Jerome. Now, St. Jerome also understood the concept of the plaster saint. And one of the reasons why I say that is he had a fascinating quote. Now, understand this about St. Jerome. He translated the Bible into what is known as the Vulgate. And the Vulgate means into the language of the people. It's from that that we also get the word vulgar, but it's not, obviously wasn't vulgar. But it was the Vulgate. It was the language of the people. And so therefore, what he did is translated the Old Testament Hebrew and the New Testament Greek into the language at the time, which was Latin. And so it was translated into Latin. And then translations came from there, obviously many, many years later. But that's what he did. Now, he lived in the 4th century, so he lived approximately 1,000 years. About that, right? 1,000 years prior to the invention of the printing press. So obviously we didn't have Bibles that were all over the place that everyone could read. That didn't come until after the invention of the printing press. And so he put that together, and one of the things he said is he warned against looking upon someone as by default holy, especially because of their office. So he said, you know, you've heard of Peter the Apostle. Well, don't forget Judas. And then I forget the exact, then you heard of other bishops. But don't forget Nicholas. Nicholas, he described as a bishop from the book of Revelation. It's one of the letters. And, you know, who was a wayward bishop. So he says, remember that. Don't instantly assume that just because someone is a priest or a bishop, they are by default holy. He made that very clear. And of course, that's true. That's always something you have to watch out for. Always look at, as Jesus said, the fruits of all people, regardless of who it is, the fruits. It kind of reminds me of something that, you know, people may say you should never criticize a priest. What? Hello? If you don't like my homilies, you don't like something I say, let me know. Yeah, what? Oh, who says that? But I've heard people say that. No, you should never criticize a priest. What? Throw that away, because you take away the humanity of the priest when you do that. So go back to my original story of the woman said, I don't know if my son should write in that he was a grouchy priest. Says, no, he was very well known. I knew a man one time, his name was Jerome, and he was known to be extremely irritable. And he was in the church, and some of his supervisors said to him, you were obviously well named. Because that's real. So people, you know, that is real. And there are people who really are irritable, trying to be holy, but, you know, they have their faults. Never overlook that. Always recognize that that's a reality. And that was something you saw with St. Jerome. But he was also aware of others who also, he said, you know, just because someone has the office, that doesn't mean anything. And Jesus said that, by their fruit you will know them. So you see all of that come together in these powerful words that we see on this powerful feast day from St. Jerome, who was a priest, doctor of the church, and had a reputation for being very, very irritable. We'll talk more on Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed day. Have a blessed beginning of October. And if you have a chance, get out to the Big E before it ends on Sunday. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.